Public hearing, presentation, possible action, discussion on a resolution that establishes the city council determination that the use of parkland is allowable and that no other feasible or prudent alternative exists for a public utility corridor to run wastewater lines and other public utilities for the proposed southern point development, and that all reasonable planning measures have been taken to minimize harm to such parkland.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Dave Coleman, Director of Water Services. This item is to discuss basically a utility easement through Lick Creek Park. As you all know, the Brazos County Municipal Utility District Number 1 agreements were all approved back in May of 2016, and that included a feasibility study that we conducted on how would we get utilities to that location. And that included running a sewer line through the park. So since that happened, we've done a few things. We have defined a location for the fire station within that development. We passed impact fees, and we nailed down and did surveys for those utility line locations. Okay, as you know, three items were on the consent agenda today that were passed. You know, the map showing the location for the fire station, the rate surcharge in lieu of impact fees, and then the next item is this recommendation for the public utility corridor. So since it's a diversion of parkland to utilities, it requires council approval, and we'll also come back in the future for a water line. I'll show you on the next slide where that is. But please note that really the only feasible route we had for this sewer line is through the park. And so this is obviously the speedway, mud number one down here. And this is privately owned land here. The development is called Animate Habitat, and the mud has already obtained an easement through this corridor. So what we're talking about this evening is a public utility corridor right there that would allow the sewer line to go through the park. In the future, over here, we'll have a little neck of the park where a water line easement's going to be required, but that isn't required for the first few phases of the development, so that'll be at a future date. So any questions on that location?
Mr. Nichols?
In that section in the park, I assume we're crossing a few trails. What's the maximum interruption of the park? I assume the Parks Board has had a discussion of this probably.
Yes, sir.
I don't know the details of that. Could you summarize real quickly any disruption to existing infrastructure or trails?
None. The Parks Board did approve this, and the idea is it doesn't disrupt anything existing, but it will create a new trail through the park. So, and that's on the next slide. Basically, what it is, it's a 30-foot permanent easement, a 20-foot wide temporary easement. The developer is committed to minimize the amount of cutting that is going to be required to do that. They're going to work around trees that are above a certain size. They're going to reseed the corridor with the special seed from Johnson City, wherever it's from, and then the Parks Department will come back and create a new trail along that corridor.
So 20 feet is in addition to the 30 feet?
Yes, sir.
So they actually got 50 feet to work in.
Yes, sir. The 20 feet is only during construction, and they're going to minimize what they have to disrupt.
But in the 30-foot wide one, it's going to be pretty much cleared.
Yes, sir.
It'll
yes,
be cleared.
Sir. Yes,
then
sir.
They need to be able to back in and move around on the
yes,
other
sir.
10
exactly.
feet either side. 10 feet either side, is that the idea?
Well,
or whatever is needed.
They'll put the line, if the Parks Department has a preference, you know, where the line goes in relation to the 30-foot easement, I'm sure that can be moved around. It's just a matter of where do you want the manholes to be. And in some locations, the manholes are going to have to be raised up a little bit, just like the existing sewer line that
right,
goes through,
right. When you walk through there,
from
you see
the north.
Thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Yes, sir.
And Yes. Question?
Yes. So ultimately, we need this for development, but we need to make sure that we are, I mean, this is a nature park. After, with the exception of the manholes, some of which you've mentioned would be raised, is the nature of the landscape topography or that going to be significantly changed? Is this an easement that we have to continually mow and maintain?
No, well, it'll be maintained because it's a trail, but it'll be exactly like the existing sewer line.
So the trail, what people are going to see afterwards when they go out to Lick Creek Park is going to be pretty much, hey, this is a cool trail here. It happens to be a little straighter in line maybe than some of the others because of how it was created. But as far as the visitor out to Lick Creek Park, it's going to look pretty much the same.
Right.
Going to be allowed to grow back with natural vegetation, yes, all those types of things.
Yes, sir. They probably won't even notice there will be an occasional manhole cover.
Okay.
Some of them are raised, but on the existing trail, they're kind of fun. They make some jumps if you're on a mountain bike. It's pretty good.
Okay. Agreed.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
This is a public hearing. No one has signed up. Is there anyone who wishes to address the council on this item? Mr. Brick.
My name is Bob Brick. I live at 1309 Foxfire College Station. I understand the need for this construction. I am in strong support of maintaining the integrity of the park as much as possible, but given we need to do this, let's go ahead and do it. I would only ask that there be attention given to a very careful survey prior to the clearance of the trail for the sewer lines, and to the extent that any for instance, the Navasola ladies' trashes or any of those kinds of things be found, that the efforts be extended to mitigate their survival and make places for them elsewhere to maybe transplant them or do something to maintain those kinds of relatively rare kinds of species in the area.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
The developer has had naturalists out there, and because the Navasota lady tresses only bloom in October. They were out there during blooming season and checked it out carefully. So thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else who wishes to address the council? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing.
Mayor, I'd like to move approval.
Second.
You have a motion and a second to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Let's take a five.